The C++ language began with the work of Bjarne Strustrup, who is from Denmark and who was employed and still is employed at Bell Labs. Of course, it's called AT&T Research Labs now. But he went there in about, 1979, I believe, and was working on some simulations. And he had been using a language called Simula 67 when he was in Scandinavia. That's a language that was developed in that part of the world. It's actually the world's first object-oriented programming language. 1967 is when it was developed. But he wasn't happy with the performance, and so he thought he would take a look at the C language and see what kind of features he could add. And so the first thing he did was add classes. Just this idea of being able to define your own types, which is a great boon to program organization. So he added objects to C, and the purpose, of course, was to get the best of both worlds, take the world's most efficient high-level programming language and add to it object orientation. Well, it caught on. It became public in 1985, and by the time 1990 came around, it was pretty clear that this language needed some standardization work because so many people were using it all over the world. And so the Standards Committee began working in March of 1991, and the standard was complete in July of 1998 and voted officially and accepted in November of 1998. So now we have an international standard for the C++ programming language.